Black Friday rushed in early across the country, from California to chilly New York.
I'm wearing everything in three layers.
At Minnesota's Mall of America, 3,000 shoppers bundled up to kick off the holiday shopping season.
But it's basically like 40-50%, all pretty good deals. I really like them this year.
I have saved more than what I expected.
But experts and shoppers say on the ground, Black Friday felt quieter this year.
I thought it would be packed, lines everywhere. It's not.
But thanks to soaring consumer confidence, this Black Friday is still on track to be one of the strongest in years. On Thanksgiving Day alone, consumers spent an estimated $3.7 billion, rising a staggering 28% over last year.
Retailers, they're offering great deals, not just in the stores, but also online. So for people who want to stay home, they can still get those Black Friday deals.
And bargain hunters overwhelm some major retail websites, bringing down Lowe's and J.Crew. The best Black Friday discounts are still happening right now. Tablets slashed an average 33%, TVs down 22%, and computers cut by 16%.
And you can expect more bargains tomorrow on Small Business Saturday. And Cyber Monday is right around the corner. Shopping experts say if you missed a good deal today, chances are it'll resurface next week.